Officials say there's virtually no chance of there being any survivors among the 114 people on board. Speaking from Cameroon, Kenyan Transport Minister Chirau Ali Makwere told VOA that he walked through knee-deep mud to reach the plane on Sunday night.
Last night I joined the governor of the region and other senior officials from Cameroon and Kenya. At around 11 o'clock at night, we all visited the site. So we saw the remains of the aeroplane deep in the tropical forest in a very, very marshy and muddy area where the aircraft dived and 3/4 of it is actually buried in the mud.
Cameroonian army and police officers hacked through the forest to recover wreckage from the plane. The Kenya government has dispatched Kenya Air Force officers to assist the Cameroonians in their efforts. No one has yet been able to explain why the plane that was 6 months old crashed. The flight was delayed because of a storm and it was still raining heavily when it took off. Kenya Airways chief executive Titus Naikuni said the plane stopped emitting emergency signals soon after the initial distress call, although the automatic device should have kept up emissions for 2 days. This is Katie Magiro for VOA News, Nairobi.